Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Kevin went to a party and there was an incident at the party. And at first, it made Kevin very, very excited. But it didn't end that way. Kevin, what is this story?
So me and my friends were all hanging out at a party. And then my pregnant friend, okay, she had went to the bathroom. And then a few moments later, she came out very calmly and was like, guys, my water broke. That was my reaction exactly. Bitch, I was like, what do we do? Do we rush to the hospital? What do we do? Are you okay? She's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm going to grab my stuff and I'm going to go. I was like, why are you so calm?
Well, what did you... I mean, it's exciting.
Have you seen the movies?
No, I have. Yeah, I have.
When the water breaks, you got to rush to action. Push some kids over. Jump over the sofa. We got to go, go, go. Load up the baby seat. I even said, load up the baby seat. There was no kids.
Okay.
So you got really excited because you thought not only do we all get to rush around.
Right, but, like the whole party. Like yeah. Drop what they're doing. We got to deliver a baby now.
We get to all be part of this emergency.
Okay. Right.
You thought you got to be the bulldozer car through traffic.
Mm-hmm. Hong Kong, move. We have an emergency.
You load her bag into the car, then get in the car, and then go, oh, God, I forgot her. Then you run back in, get the mother.
Kick the door down to the delivery department and be like, bitch!
It's happening!
But none of that actually happens.
Usually not how it happens.
I'm very mad at that.
The other thing is, in most cases, the amniotic fluid doesn't gush out. Usually, it's just like a little trickle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. It doesn't usually like splash. Like, usually, it's sort of like you feel like you kind of peed your pants, but you can tell it's not pee.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I mean, That's great though. I mean,
it was great.
No, but you wanted the drama.
He wanted to be part of it.
Okay. The drama, and then when the kid comes out, she can tell him the story how Uncle Kevin jumped over a freaking sofa.
Yeah. A lot of sofa jumping.
I don't know. I just feel like that's adrenaline rushing. I mean, I would swing open a door, but just jumping over things make you feel so vigilant.
Right.
So generally when somebody's water breaks...
You just calm? Just, guys, she's going to the hospital.
It doesn't necessarily... So, like, my water broke with Emma, but it did not start my contractions. So, like, technically... I was, I guess, in labor, but like I wasn't having pain. I wasn't having contractions. The baby wasn't coming. I went to the hospital. Like I kind of sat on a towel for a little bit to be like, okay, did I pee myself? And then you see like, okay, did more come out? Yes, a little bit more came out. You go to labor and delivery. They triage you. They go, okay, your water did break. We're going to put you in a room. And then Still, I didn't go into labor, and they had to give me medicine to make me start having contractions.
How anticlimactic.
We never had our water break with any four of our kids.
It only happened to me once.
They did it?
Yeah.
But how interesting, though, because this isn't entirely Kevin's fault.
Okay. Right.
This is the fault of TV and movies.
Right.
Because it is interesting, now that I'm thinking about it, that TV and movies have lied to us so dramatically.
Well, even you thought that it's a big gush.
I did.
It's very rare that it's a gush. It's only a gush if it's at the very bottom of the amniotic sac.
Uh-huh.
If it's at the top, it just sort of
trickles. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Of course. So,
but that's why if they break your water at the bottom, like down there,
yeah,
that's what it rushes out.
So I can understand that. Like, I get it. The TV and movies have to be dramatic. They have to make things over the top.
If in movies, what he just described happened.
But this is something that was so obviously over the top and not true how this happens, because so many women know for a fact that, like, oh, it's not a big gush. It's not an emergency. Usually not an emergency. There isn't a mad rush. But every single time you see
every
it
time.
In a movie, it's a woman wearing the dress just going,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And then the husband's like, oh, bother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just rushing around trying to figure out life like it's their first day on Earth.
Yeah. No, it's usually just a pretty casual drive to the hospital.
How have movies and TV been able to get away with this for so long?
In fairness, movies and TV have made us think we can jump from building to building.
We can.
It makes us think that we could, in a pinch, fly a plane if we had to.
That's a good point. So, that's a really, really good point.
Yeah.
You know, if they can convince us that ghosts are real, then it's not a leap to think that it's a gush.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry that you didn't get to be part of
something.
Yeah,
sorry that happened to you.
Sorry, you didn't get to jump over a couch. We have to take a break right now, but when we come back, we all know that Kanye West is a crazy person now, but audio has surfaced from years ago, like 7 years ago, early on in his episode, that shows maybe it might have been even worse back then. We'll play it for you coming up at 6:40.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.